This is the Rashi Roundup for Parshas Hazino. Now, just wanted to note in advance, Parshas Hazino is a particularly difficult Parsha to make a Rashi list for because the Shira itself, the entirety of the Parsha, except for maybe the last few Psukim, are incredibly difficult to understand even on a Pashup Shat level. So Rashi is very, very essential in helping understand just what the words even mean. Now, that being said, I tried my best to stick to those Rashis which sort of elaborate on more than just what the words mean, that have themes and messages. They're also, at the end, there are Rashis that sort of learn the Parshias two, the Psukim two ways because of a machlokes amongst Chazal. So I try to at least represent that a little bit in quoting some of them. But again, this is a very difficult task to try to whittle down the Rashis in Hazinu, so I apologize if I get it completely wrong or partially wrong. My goal is to assist people and not to make mistakes. So we'll start for Pasuk Aleph. Hazino Hashemayim v'adaber v'sishma aretzim repi. Listen up, Shemayim, and I will speak, and listen to the earth should listen to the words that I say, to the words that of my mouth. So Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Hazino Hashemayim sha'ani masre bohem b'Yisrael. I'm warning the Jewish people, v'tiyu edim b'davar, and they should be witnesses in the matter. Shekach amarti lahem sha'atem tiyu edim. Right, that I told you that they're going to be the Edom. Shemayim v'aretz are going to be the Edom. V'chein v'tishma aretz. Right, so too we say v'tishma aretz. V'lama heyed bohem shemayim v'aretz. Why did he use them as Edom? Amar Moshe, ani basa v'dam l'machar ani meis. Right, I'm a human being, I'm going to die tomorrow. Im yomri Yisrael, lo kibalnu aleinu habris, mi bal machisham. If they one day claim we never really accepted this deal, who's going to come and contradict them? Lefichach heyed bohem shemayim va'aretz. Therefore, he used shemayim va'aretz as witnesses. Edim shein kayam in leolam. Witnesses who are alive forever. V'od. And furthermore, shem yizku yavoa edim v'yitnu scharam. If they are zoche, if the Jewish people merit it, the witnesses will come and they'll give them their reward. Hagefen titein piri va'aretz titein yivula v'ashemayim v'yitnu talam. Right, the heaven will give forth the dew, and the world will give forth crops. Vim yischayvu, and if the Jews are chayiv, if they're found wanting in their actions, tiyeh bohem yada edim tchila, then the edim will take the punishment out on them before anything else. That's a play on words of the chiyuv of the edim who testify against the person to carry out the punishment. V'atzaras hashamayim v'lo yeh matar. As it says that the heavens will stop and there won't be any rain, and the land won't give forth any produce, and only then will you be destroyed through the nations of the world. Basik Beis. Yarof kamatar likhi tizal katalim rasi. Right, let my words come forth like rain, let my speech flow like dew, kisirim ale deshe b'chir vivim ale esev. Like showers on things that are in the grass, and like little drops on the grasses. Two different the synonyms for grass. Rashi over here explains it. We're not going to do that. Rashi, Divar Maschil, Ya'arof, explains Rashi. Zuhiya Eidu Sheta'idu. This is the testimony I want you to give. Shani Omer Bifnechem Torah Shenasati Li Yisrael, Shehi Chayim La'olam Kamatar Zeh, Shu Chayim La'olam. The Torah that I gave to the Bnei Yisrael, which is going to live forever, just like this rain, which is going to live forever. As he quotes the Pasuk, Kasher Yarfu Shamayim, Hashamayim Talamater. He continues, Tizal Katal, should flow like Tal. Shakol Smechembo, everybody rejoices with Tal, everybody loves Duj, Lefisha Amater, Yeshbat Savim Labrios. Because when it rains, not everybody's so happy all the time. Kigon, Aholche Drachim, people traveling, Mishaya Boro Mala Yayin, or a person who had wine that he was pressing, and he had a bork filled with wine. Now, all of a sudden, the rain gets in there and ruins it. So, Torah is something that everybody is happy with, unlike rain, which some people are not happy with. Continuing on, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. For I will call out in the name of Hashem, and let us give praise, or let us give greatness to our God. Rashi says, Hare ki mishamish b'lashon ka'asher. The word here, ki, means ka'asher. Kmo ki savo al aretz kishe ekra. So what does it mean? When I will call, va'az kishim Hashem. And I will mention the name of Hashem Atem havu gol Elokeinu. You have to praise him, meaning you should give greatness to Hashem, ubaruch shmo, and bless his name. Mikan amru she'on and baruch shem kol malchuso achar bracha shebemikdash. That is the source for Chazal's statement that when you hear a bracha in the Mikdash, you don't answer Amen, you say Baruch Shem Kivod Machuso La'olam Va'ed. Moving to Pasuk Dalet, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo, the rock whose works are perfect, Kichol Drachav Mishpat, all of his ways are just, Kel Emunah Ve'in Avel Tzadik V'yasharhu, he is a God of trust and there is no sin, he is Tzadik V'yasharhu, he is righteous and straight. So we're doing Rashi Divra Hamaschil, Kel Emunah, what does it mean that he's trustworthy? L'shalom etzadikim tzidkasam li'olam haba, he's going to pay the righteous people their righteousness in the next world. V'yafal pisha ma'acher es tagmulam, even though he's delaying their payment, sofo la'amin es dvaram, he is going to stand by and he's going to prove his words to be true. Now we have Rashi Divra Maschil, tzadik v'yashar hu, hakol matzdikim aleim es dino, everyone is matzdik the din upon themselves. Everybody admits that the din is true. V'kach Ro'i v'yashar lohem, and this is what actually befits them. Tzadik mipi abrios v'yashar hu v'ro'i latzdiko. Fine. Moving now to, we're going to skip to Pasuk Zion. Zachori mos olam binu shnos dor v'dor. Remember the days of old. Concentrate and understand the generations, of the passing of generations, the years of generations. Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha yomulach. And ask your father, and he'll tell you, your grandfather, and he will say to you, or your elders, and they will say to you. Rashi di Ramasal, binu shnos dor vador, dor enosh. That's referring to the generation of enosh. Sheheitzif aleim me'ukainus, right, that the ocean drowned them, that they overflowed onto them. Vador hamabul, sheshtafam, right, and the dor hamabul, which is obviously drained in the flood. Davracher, lo nesatim levavchem al she'ovar. You didn't pay attention to the past. Binu shnos dor vador, lahakir lahaba. Pay attention to the generations to recognize what's going to happen in the future. Sheyesh biyado lehetiv lahem. Hashem can give you great things. Ulahanchil lahem yimos haMashiach, and to bring Mashiach v'olam haba. So he can give these great things to you, and that's what you should pay attention from what you see in the past. Rashi dir maslo sha'al avicha elu hanaviim shenikram avos. This means listen to the Nevi'im. They are called your fathers. Kimo shenemar be'elio, as Elisha said of Elio. Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. He referred to him as my father. So that is Pasuk Zion. Moving to Pasuk Tes now. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalaso. For Hashem's portion is his people. Yaakov is his inheritance. So we'll see Rashi Divra Maschil. Ki chelek Hashem amo. Lama kol zos. Why do we have all this? Lefi shehoya chelko kavush beineim va'asid latzeis. Because his chelek was pressed amongst everybody else, and in the end it was going to go out. Umihu chelko amo, his people are his chelek. Umihu amo, so that is referring to Yaakov, meaning he went out there. Why did he do all these things? Because he wanted to get his people, his chelek, away from out of all the other nations in the world. Moving to Pasuk Yud, Yimtzeeu be'eretz midbar v'sohol yilel yishimon. He found him in a desert region. And in a place of an empty wasteland, Yisovavenu, Yivonenehu, Yitzrenu, Ki Ishon, Eno. He surrounded him, he built him, he watched over him, and he guarded him the way you the pupil of one's eye, like the inside of one's eye. So see Rashi Divra Masal Yimtzeel Be'eretz Midbar, Osam Matzalo Ne'amanim Be'eretz Midbar. He found these people who were trustworthy when they were in the Midbar. Shekiblo Aleim Torah So Malchuso V'Ulo. They accepted upon his Torah, his kingship, his yoke. Mashalo Asu Yishmal Ve'Esav. Right, that's what Yishmal and Esav refused. Shenemar V'Zarach Me'Seir Lama Hofia Me'Har Paran. Right, this is the pasuk in Vezal Sabracha. Next week's parsha, where we explain that he went to the other nations of the world and he offered them the Torah and they turned him down. So this is what we refer to as that Hashem found us in the Midbar. Moving to Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kinesher Ya'ir Kino Algo's love, like an eagle who wakes up his little chicks, Yirachif, that's how he glides towards them, Yifros Knafav Yikacheu Yisa'eu El Evraso. So too, Hashem spread his wings to take the Jewish people and carry him above all of his other nations, his other people. So we'll do Rashi Kinesher. Nihagam berachamim uchemla. Hashem treated the Jewish people with mercy and with pity. Kanesher azeh rachmani albanav. As the eagle takes pity on its children. Ve'eno nichnas lekino pitom ad shehu mekashkesh u'metaref albanav beknafav bein ilon le'ilon bein shocha l'chaverta kedei sheyeh or abanav yehe bohem koach l'kablo. Right, just like an eagle doesn't sneak up on its nest and all of a sudden land quickly, which would startle the chicks. Rather, it sort of goes in a roundabout way and it flaps its wings constantly, which wakes up the young, and therefore they're able to be mekabel the mother bird with better sense of security and softness. And Rashi at the end, Yefros knafav yikachayu kisheba litla mimakom lemakom, when he wants to take, the eagle wants to take its young from place to place. Ain't no note number raglav kisharov. It doesn't hold it in its claws like other birds. Fishesharov was yirein mea nesher shuhu magbiya la'uf uporeachalim, because the other birds have to fear the eagle which flies above them. Lefichach nosa v'raglav. That's why they carry their baby in their claws. Mea nesher. Avala nesher ain't no yari elam anachetz. The only thing a nesher fears is an arrow coming from below. Lefichach nosav al kanafav. That's why he carries his young on top of him. Omer, mutar shikaneis achetz bi, v'lo yikaneis bevane. Rather, I would get shot by the arrow than my children. Ava kodesh baruch hu v'aseis kem al kanfei nesharim. This is what Hashem meant when he said, I will carry you on the wings of eagles. Kishenasu mitzrayim acharem, v'hisigum alayam, hayu zorkim bohem chitzim, v'avnei blestoros. Miyad vayisa malach elokim vayavo bein machane mitzrayim. That's why the malach went and he separated between the mitzrayim, who were shooting all these arrows and throwing these stones at the Jewish people. Instead, Hashem said, I will take the brunt of the stones and I will protect my nation. Okay, so this is the end of the description that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu here and his Torah and his relationship with the Jewish people. Now we have a lot of the bad things that will happen to the Jewish people because they deserve it, because they did all these averus. And we're going to skip now to Pasuk Chaf Ches. The Torah says, Ki goy avad etzos hema. They are a nation devoid of ideas or sense. Ve'in bohem tivuna. They have no understanding. Now, who's this talking about? So this, according to Rashi's way of learning it, is referring to the nations that have attacked Klal Yisrael. And they don't realize what's going on here, that Hashem is allowing them to win. So Rashi here explains, Ki oso goy avar etzos hema. That nation which attacked Klal Yisrael, they are devoid of ideas. Ve'in bohem tivuna. They have no understanding. She'ilu hayu chachamim yaskilu zos eicha yirdof v'gomer. If they really understood what was going on, they would realize how is it, and this is the next two psukim that Rashi is alluding to, that they would try to understand how is it possible that they could win so easily over Klal Yisrael. Must be that Hashem is allowing them, right? And that's the next Rashi on Pasuk Chavtes. Let's read the Pasuk. Lu chachmu yaskilu zos. If they had wisdom, they would figure this out. Yavinu lachrisam. They would understand it. They would gain insight into what's coming. Right, Rashi says, Yitnu lev lehizboning lesof paranusam shel Yisrael. They would pay attention and understand the end of the punishments of Klal Yisrael. And this continuing in the Pasuk, Echa yirdof echod elef. How can one chase against 1,000? Ushnaim yanisu revava. And two people put 10,000 to, could overcome and chase down 10,000. Imlo kitzura mecharam v'Hashem hiskiram. If, unless their rock had sold them out, or Hashem has given them up, meaning they should understand that this is min hashamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowing them to defeat Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Eicha yirdaf echad mimenu elach mi Yisrael. How could one of this nation run after and defeat 1,000 of Klal Yisrael? Imlo kitzuram mecharam v'Hashem iskiram. Mecharam u'mesaram biyadenu. He's the one who gave, he sold them and he gave them over into our hands. So, and it says actually, deliber belaz, deliver. I assume that's what it's referring to. Deliver in laz. I mean, Hashem delivered them to us on a silver platter. It must be that this is all min hashamayim because Klal Yisrael sinned. This has nothing to do with our gevura. Moving to Pasuk Lamed Hey. Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says over here, Li nakam v'shilam la'es tamut raglam. To me is nakam, I own vengeance, v'shilam la'es tamut raglam. And payback at the time that they stumble, their foot stumbles, ki karov yom edam v'chosh asidos lamo, because at the day of their disaster is near and their futures are coming upon them. Rashi, the second v'chosh, kimo yimaher yachisha, Right? As he quotes a pasuk that we learned that that's what it means. Ad kan. So now there's a part that we're interested in here. Ad kan heir aleim Moshe divrei tochacha lios hashira zos leid. And this is the ending of the Musar part that the Shira is testifying. Kishatova aleim hapuranus yedu shani hodati meirosh. That Moshe is saying that when these bad things happen to them, they should know that I told them this was going to happen. Mikan ve'elach heir aleim divrei tanchumin. Going further, these are words of consolation. Shiavo aleim kechlos hapuranus. This is what will happen when the punishments end. Kechol asher amar lamala v'hayak yavo alecha v'gomer. This is like we said in the previous parshios in Tom Vayelach, when all these things happen to you. Abracha v'aklal v'shav Hashem alokecha shvuscha v'gomer. Then Hashem is going to bring you back, and you're going to be into the next generation of redemption and the next stage in Klal Yisrael's comeback. So moving to Pasuk Lamed Zayin, we're going again. This is part of the consolation. Va'amar Eloheimo Tzur Chasayu Bo. So when all this bad thing happens, it says he will say, "Where are their gods? The rock in whom they sought refuge, the rock whom they trusted." So Rashi explains. Va'amar, who's doing the talking here? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem. Hashem will say about them, "Eloheimo Shavadu." Where are these gods that they served? Meaning that did not help them in any way. Moving to Pasuk Lamed Tes, Ru'u ata, see now, ki ani ani hu ve'ein Elokim imadi, I am he and there is no other God with me. Ani amis v'achaye, I will kill and give life. Machatzti v'ani erpa, I have wounded and I will heal. Ve'ein miyadi matzil, there is no one who can save from me. Rashi di Ramascha, Ru'u ata, havinu min ha-puranus, shehevi aleichem, concentrate, understand, from the punishments that I brought upon them, no one could save you from them. And the same way that I'm going to save you, nobody can stop me. Nobody can say anything against me. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Im Shanosi Barak Charbi, when I take out my sword, V'toches B'mishpat Yadi, and when my hand holds on to justice, Ashivna Kam L'Tzarayil Misanai Ashalim, then I will take payback against those who oppressed me, and again, I will pay back my enemies. So Rashi over here, Diramaschil Ashiv, Lamdu Rabosena Ba'agada, Mitoch Lashna Mikra, Sha'amar Vatoches B'Mishpat Yadi. So the Rabosena learned from the language of this pasuk that my hand will grab onto justice. Lo kamidas basar v'dam, midas hakadosh baruch hu. Hashem is different than basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam, zorek chetzveno yachol hashivo. A regular human being shoots an arrow and he's not able to take it back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zorek chitza v'yesh biyado la'ashivam kilu ochsan biyado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can shoot an arrow and it's like he can just take it right back as if he's holding it in his hand. Sharei Baruch Hu chitzo. His arrow is lightning. Shenemar kan Baruch Charbi v'toches b'mishpat yadi v'mishpat hazeh lashon puranus hu b'las. Fine. Okay, so this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than Basar V'dam. Everything he meets out is exact and he can take it back whenever he wants. Moving now to Pasuk Mem Gimel, Harninu Goyim Amo, Kidam Avadav Yikam. Right, nations proclaim his people that he will take revenge on behalf of the blood of his servants. V'nakam Yashiv Letzarav V'chiper Ad Maso Amo. He will avenge the blood of his servants, and he will the land will serve as a kapara, as an atonement for his nation. Okay, so now Rashi has an important comment to make over here in terms of how different members of Chazal learn some of the previous psukim that we have seen. So first, Harninu Goyim Amola Oso Azman Yishabchu Umos Es Yisrael. At that time, the nations will praise Klal Yisrael. Ru'u Ma Shivcha Shel Umazu. Look at the praiseworthiness of this nation. Shadavku BaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Atlo She'avru Aleihem. All the difficulties that they endured, they clung to Hashem and they did not abandon him. Yodim hayu betuvo ubishvacha, because they knew about his greatness, his goodness, and his praise. Meaning they knew everything that good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all about. Now going to Rashi, the Chiper Ad Maso, Amo, so we're going to the little bit in the middle of that parish. Befanim acherim hi nidreshes v'sifrei. There are different ways to explain this in the Medrash. V'nechlek uba. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. It's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda dorish kula keneged Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda understands everything as being referring to the Jewish people. Rabbi Nechemia dorish is kula keneged umos, and Rabbi Nechemia understands everything as referring to the nations. Rabbi Yehuda dorish klapi Yisrael. And what does Rabbi Yehuda explain regarding Klal Yisrael. As we said earlier, Amarti Afem, Kamosh Pirashti, Ad, Velohaya, Velo Hashem Pal Kolzos. And Hashem did not do all of this, or did Hashem not do all of this? Kigoy Avad Eitzos Hema. They are a nation of ideas of destruction. Avdu Torasi, they destroyed my Torah Shehilahem Eitzanachona, which was great advice, meaning which was the proper advice for them, meaning the Jewish people did not follow the Torah, and therefore they were punished. Ve'in bohem tivuna lizbonin, and they did not have the understanding to concentrate and pay attention. Echa yirdof echad min ha'umos elef mehem. How could they be so easily defeated by the nations of the world? Imlo kitzurim machram, had Hashem not sold them out. Kilo kitzurenu tzuram, because our God is not like theirs. Hakol kamosha pirashti ad tachlis. This was basically the way I explained it up until now, that it was all referring to the Jewish people. And Reb Nechemia dor shaklape omos. Reb Nechemia explains it concerning the other nations. Ki goy avad eitzosim kamosha pirashti tchila ad va'avienu plilim. Fine. So now just going back on a couple of Rashis here, so we'll just do one. Rashi then sort of takes the last few psukim and explains them according to Shitas Rav Nechemia. So we will just take a look at Pasuk Mem. The Pasuk said, Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi. So we'll do Rashi Di Ramaskal Yadi. So what does that refer to? Says Rashi, Makom Shechinasi, the place of my Shechina, Kamo Isha Yado, V'haya Biyadi Li Para Mikem. I could have taken revenge from you right away. Aval Amarti Shechaya Nochi La'olam. I said, since I live forever, Eini Mamar Li Para L'fishi Yesh Li Shohos Badavar. I live forever, and therefore I'm not going to pay you back so quickly because I can wait it out. Ani Chai La'olam. Right, I live forever, and I'm going to take it out on you in the last generations. I can take punishment even from the dead, including and as well as the living. A human king who's going to die young, or is going to die a normal life, he has to quickly take revenge while he's still alive. Kishema yamushu. Maybe he'll die, maybe his enemy will die. And then he'll be upset that he never got to exact his revenge. And even if my enemies die and I cannot take revenge while they are alive, I will do so after death. Now moving to Pasuk Mem Dalid. Now we've come out of the Shira. Apologize if it wasn't so clear. It's very difficult for me to explain these Pasukim. But we're going back to the storyline of the parsha. Vayavo Moshe vaydaberas kol divrei hashira zos bosnei ha'am. Moshe came and he told over all of these words in the ears of the people. Hu vahoshea bin Nun. He and Hoshea, not Yehoshua, rather Hoshea bin Nun. So Rashi, Shabbos shel diyuzgi hoisa. This was the transition Shabbos. Nitla rishus mizev and nitna lezev. They're taking rishus from one and giving to the other. Hamid lo Moshe meturgam in the Yehoshua shehei darish b'chayev. So Moshe appointed a meturgam for Yehoshua that Yehoshua should be able to give the drasha while Moshe was still alive. Kedei shelo yomri Yisrael b'chayei rabcha lo haya lecha laharim rosh. People wouldn't say, when your Rebbe was around, you didn't have the guts to say anything. So he dafka allowed Yehoshua to give the drasha that Shabbos. Lama koreo kan Hoshea. So why do we call him Hoshea? Why don't we call him Yehoshua? Lomar shelo zacha daito alav. He didn't get arrogant at all. Sha'afa pishanitna lo gedula. So even though he had all this greatness, he was being allowed to darshan in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, still he didn't let it go to his head, and he still considered himself the same old Hoshea ben Nun that he was when he started. Skipping one pasuk, going to Mem Vav. Vayomer aleihem simul vavchem l'chol dvarim asher anochi meid b'chem ayom. Moshe says to them, pay attention to everything that I'm telling you today. Asher titzavum es b'neichem l'shmor l'asos is called divrei haTorah zos, that I've commanded you to do and to guard all the words of this Torah. Rashi, Divra Maschil, Simu, Tzarech Adam, Shiyu, Eina, V'liba, V'aznam, V'chuvanam, L'devrei Torah. A person should have his eyes, his heart, his ears, all in direction, paying attention to the words of Torah. V'chein hu omer, Ben Adam, Re'ei, Be'necha, U'v'aznecha, Shema, V'sim, Libcha. Right, as we have this pasuk in Yechezkel, which essentially says that v'harei dvarim kal v'chomer, and we have a kal v'chomer mat tavnis habayis. I mean, this is referring to Yechezkel. He's talking about the format of assumedly bayis shlishi. That's how Rashi explains it, and others. He's talking about the third beis hamikdash. So you're giving over the layout of the third beis hamikdash. Shehu nira leinayim v'nimdad b'kaneh. You can actually see it, and you can measure it with a measuring stick. Tzarech adam shiyu einav v'aznav v'libam v'chuvanim. You still have to pay attention with your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Lahavin divrei Torah, to understand the Torah, shehin kahararin tuliyim b'sara, they're like mountains that are hanging on hairs, meaning the example that Chazal give is Hilchos Shabbos, meaning Hilchos Shabbos just says don't do malacha, and then you have the whole Masechta Shabbos trying to figure out what actually are the 39 malachas and how do you not violate them on Shabbos. So alachas kama v'kama, kal v'chomer, how much more so do you have to pay attention to the words of Torah with absolutely everything you have. Continuing on, Rashi, Mem, Zayin, ki lo davareku mikem, ki hu chayechem. It is not an empty matter for you, rather, it is your life. Uvadavra zeh tarichu yamim al ha'adama, asher atem ovrim es hayadin, shama li rishta. And through this matter, you will lengthen your days on the earth, that you are passing over the Yardin in order to inherit it. Meaning, in this case, not earth, but Eretz Yisrael. So says Rashi, we're going to do Divar Hamaschil, ki. So he says, Kilo davarek mikem, lo lachinam atem yigembo. You're not wasting your time toiling in Torah. It's not for nothing. Ki harbe schar toliba. There's tremendous reward dependent on it. Ki uchayechem. It's your life. Davaracher ein lecha davarekon batorah. There's nothing empty in the Torah. Sheim tidrishenu shein bo matan schar. There's nothing that you can't darshan and receive reward. I don't think it means reward for your drasha. I think it means actually find out greater depth and pshat in the Torah. And he gives a good example. There you have this. Chazal say, what does it mean? Vachos lotan timna. What? That's the timna is a pilegesh, right? So he was the pilegesh of Eliphaz. What are we talking about over there? Lefisha amra eni kedai lio slo isha halavai ve'eye pilagsho. Because why? Chazal explained. Because she was saying, I don't even rate enough to be his wife. I'm enough to just be a pilegesh. Kol kach lama. What was the point of knowing that she said that? Lohodiyah shivcho shel Avraham, to know the praise of Avraham and how much respect the world had for Avraham Avinu, shaya shultonu malachim misavim, because all of the rulers and kings desired lidaveg bizarro, to be part of his family, to cling to his children. And vaydaber Hashem Moshe be'etzem hayom azeh lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe in the etzem of that day, saying, so Rashi, this is a famous Rashi, comes up a bunch of different places. What does it mean? Be'etzem hayom hazeh. B'shloshim akomos nemar be'etzem hayom hazeh. It says it three times. Nemar be'noach be'etzem hayom hazeh. It says it by Noach in the middle of that day when he went into the teva. Be'maris oro shel yom. Lefisha hayu b'nei doro omrim be'kach be'kach. Right? The people of his generation said, this and that. Imanu margishim bo. If we see him trying to go into the teva, anu manichan oso likonis b'teva. We're not going to let him go in there. V'lo od, elo anu notlin, kashilim v'kardumos v'mavakim es ha-teva. We're going to take tools and smash the teva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, areini machniso b'chatzi hayom v'kol mi sheyesh lo b'yado koach limchos yavo b'yimcha. So he says, fine, I'll bring him in, mamish, in the middle of the day. Anyone who thinks he can do something about it, let him come and try. So Hashem dafka dared them, and he brought Noach in at high noon. The Mitzrayim Nemar, also the second time is in Mitzrayim, it says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzi Hashem, took Klal Yisrael out at high noon in the middle of the day, l'fishayim Mitzrayim omer mekach v'kach, im anu margishim bahem, if we see the Jews trying to leave, ein anu manichin osam latzes, we're not going to let them. V'lo'od elo anu notlin sayafos v'klei zayin v'horgin bahem. We're going to take weapons and kill them. Same thing. I'm going to take them out at high noon. Anyone who thinks he can do anything about it, let him come and speak up. Even here, at the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nemar Betzem Hayom Hazeh, L'fishayu Yisrael Omer B'kach B'kach. Im Anu Margishim Bo, Ein Anu Manichim Oso. If we see that Moshe is going to try to leave us to go die, we're not even going to allow it. Adam Shahotzianu Mitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim, Vakaralana Sayam, he split the Yamsa for us, Vahorid Lanu Saman, Vahegiz Lanu Saslav, he gave us the man, he gave us the slav, Vahela Lanu Esabe'er, he gave us water, Vinasan Lanu Satara, he gave us the Torah, Ein Anu Manichano, so we're not going to let him leave us. Amra Kadosh Baruch Harini Machnisa Bachatzi Ayom Vachule, right? So Hashem says, I'll take him out at high noon in the middle of the day, and you'll see that there's nothing you can do about it. Pasuk Nun, Umus Bahar Asher Ata Ole Shama Veheyaseif El Amecha. You're going to die in the nation. You're going to die in the mountain that you go up there, and you're going to be brought in with the rest of your nation. Kasher Mesa Aaron Achicha Bahar Har Veyasev El Amom. Just as your brother Aaron died in Har Har, and he was brought together with his ancestors, his nation. Okay, so Rashi here explains what is the connection between the death of Moshe as well in conjunction with the death of Aaron. When you saw Aaron die, you desired that misa. I'm going to give you that same misa. Shevshit Moshe as Aaron beged rishon v'hilbishu l'Elazar. He took off one piece of clothing. He put it on Elazar. V'chein sheni v'chein shlishi v'ra b'no b'chvodo. The last thing that Elazar got to see, that Aaron got to see, was his son dressed up as the Kohen Gadol in all of his glory. Amar lo Moshe Aaron achi. Then he said to Aaron, Alei l'mita v'ala. Go on to the bed. Pshot yadcha l'posha. Right, so he says, first he said, go on to the bed, he went. Then he says, put out your hands, and he put them out. Put out your feet, and he put them out. Close your eyes, he closed them. Close your mouth, he closed it. And then his neshama left him. Amar Moshe, Ashrei mi shemeis b'misa zu. Fortunate is an individual who died with such a misa.